This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Psalm 119, verse number 4 says, Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Now this is the longest chapter in the book of Psalms, and it deals with the Word of God. The Word of God is there in some synonym form, statutes, judgments, precepts, ways, path, and there's 176 verses, of which 172 have a synonym for the Word of God, and it's broken into an acrostic. So in the Hebrew, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Aleph, and all of the first 8 verses would start with that letter, and then the next 8 with the next letter onward. This is in the first section, which starts out, Blessed are the undefiled in the way of God, His pathway that he has you on, who walk in the law. You're on the pathway. Your lifestyle is based on the law of the Lord, God's word. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, the evidence that his word is true, and that seek him with the whole heart. Wholehearted is the most important thing that I see when it comes to serving our Lord. You love him with all your heart, soul, and might. It says they also do no iniquity, that walk in his ways, that their way, their road of life, their road is his road. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. That is a command. He said, thou hast commanded us. And it's in that intensive stem, and it's in the perfect tense. You have completely told us to put that guard on those precepts, to keep, to guard, to garrison, to observe thy precepts. The precepts are all the word of God, and in a precept upon precept that you learn it diligently. Doctrine, you get everything there is about it, is principles, so that you live by the principles of all that God says. Therefore, when something comes up that's not completely addressed in Scripture, as far as something that you could do, but the precept would say, the principle would say, based on God's word, there's something here that would come out not right. Don't do it. Or based on the principles, everything is okay. Now you just need God's permission. Is this his will for you to do? He said that you would diligently. And that word diligently literally carries the idea of extreme vehemence and power. The idea is put every bit of your might into precept living, principle living. Bob Jones Sr. said in one of his messages, young people, if you'll just make up your mind, you're going to live your life on one principle and one principle only. Let it be this principle. Do right as God says to. Do right. What God says to do is right. Do right. He said, do right if all the stars fall out of their socket. Do right if all the guns of hell are on you. Just do right. And the psalmist said, you have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Next verse says, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Another synonym for the word of God, along with precepts, the engraven. It's engraven. It's written down. It's in my heart. And therefore, I can keep it there and not sin against him. Verse number 11, he said, then shall I not be ashamed. The next verse, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. When I respect what you commanded, it's engraved in my heart. I put him into principles diligently. I am making sure. And he says, I'll tell you what, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous statutes. Amen. Keep on keeping on diligently. This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.